Hello, my name is Danielle DeCrema. I'm a cell biology PhD student at the University of Virginia, and this is a summary of a project that I've been working on for about a year and a half to develop a science policy fellowship in Virginia. We're calling the fellowship the Commonwealth of Virginia Engineering and Science Policy Fellowship, or the COVES Policy Fellowship. I've been working on this with people from the Science Policy Initiative at UVA, the National Science Policy Network, and the Virginia Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, or BASEM for short, where the COVES program will actually be housed. BASEM is made of members of the national academies who live or work in Virginia. They provide technical advising to the Virginia legislature, and they publish studies on scientific and technical matters that affect Virginia, similarly to the way that the national academies produce studies at the national level. In general, science policy fellowships place scientists and engineers as advisors or analysts in policy offices of government, NGOs, or an industry, and the type of office and the length of the position vary from fellowship to fellowship, but they all provide fellows with on-the-ground training in policy and science communication, with individual mentoring, and with extensive networking opportunities that are generally more difficult to achieve outside of a fellowship setting. The offices get the advantage of having an expert to give them advice, and the fellows get extensive training and career development opportunities. These types of programs also strengthen ties between academia, government, and industries. The oldest and biggest science policy fellowship in the United States was established in the 70s. It places PhDs in various parts of the federal government for a year. The first state to establish a science policy fellowship was California in 2010. Their California Council on Science and Technology Policy Fellowship, or CCST, was established in 2010 and places PhD scientists and engineers in legislative offices for a year. And they're actually expanding that this year to place fellowships in executive offices now, too. They've seen a massive benefit to their state as a result of the fellowship. A 2018 assessment of the CCST program, which was led by Bruce Alberts and a team that worked on the fellowship, found that most fellows corrected technical errors at least once a month, and the errors that they corrected actually changed the opinions that were held in their offices. So that's the weekly data and the monthly data added together in that graph. At the same time, they found that the benefits of the program extended beyond the initial fellowship term. 56% of the fellows stayed within the state government after they finish their fellowships, either in the state legislature or in a state agency. And these data are similar to what's been seen at the national level. So a bunch of states, including us in Virginia, are hoping to see similar results as we set up our own fellowships. We started meeting with Virginia delegates and senators in late 2018 to begin planning COVES. One of the biggest feedbacks that we got was that Virginia has a part-time legislature. So all the research and drafting and planning that goes into writing legislation happens outside of the General Assembly session period during the summer and the fall. And that's where fellows would be best able to apply their technical expertise. So we decided to set up a shorter fellowship period that would be open to current graduate students in the summer when those students would not be likely to be doing TAing, for example. And so this is not the only fellowship that has this structure. There's a science policy fellowship at the National Academies that has a shorter structure as well that's also open to current students. And that fellowship's been very successful. One of the advantages of a fellowship that's structured like this is that it really builds the connections between the host offices and universities since the students return to their university after they finish. They're also more likely to extend the fellowship benefits by training students at their universities after they return. Once we had our idea about how we needed to set up the fellowship, we needed to find a way to fund it. And another advantage of a short fellowship with current students is that it's relatively inexpensive. So we approached universities directly to ask for funding for a pilot project. We asked that each participating university fund a fellow at a minimum of 10K, which would be 8.5K for a fellowship stipend, which is necessary because you don't necessarily want labs to need to fund a student when they're not working there. And 1.5K for fellowship activities such as an initial training and lunch seminars with people who are currently doing science policy in Virginia. The universities would nominate up to three finalists for the fellowship, and our team and our advisors from VASM would pick a fellow from their list. VASM would match the fellows with a science policy mentor and also bring the fellows to VASM meetings. In future years, we hope to open the fellowship up to people from across the state, but in our initial pilot year, it's limited to fellows from the participating universities. Once we had this initial plan, we actually got some additional money from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. They agreed to fund a fellow from one of the historically black colleges and universities in Virginia. They're also funding a fellowship coordinator to greatly improve the chance of the fellowship succeeding. And we're using the rest of the money that they gave us to increase the fellowship activities, including funds to travel to a science policy conference after their fellowship period. We've primarily been looking to place fellows in government offices, but the Virginia government works closely with industries and NGOs in Virginia. So we're also looking at options to place fellows in the policy offices in industry and NGO. So far, we've received interest from individual offices of senators and delegates, from the Joint Commission on Science and Technology. On technology and science, which is a bicameral group that looks at the scientific and technical implications of legislation that's referred to them, the Department of Natural Resources in Virginia, the Department of Health in Virginia, and the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services in Virginia. We've also received interest from Dominion Energy, which is the major supplier of electricity and natural gas in Virginia. And the Virginia Biotechnology Association, which is a trade association that represents more than 200 life science organizations in Virginia. We just finished selecting our inaugural group of fellows, and it's a really diverse cohort. They represent the fields of clinical psychology, physics of nuclear fusion, civil engineering, biomedical engineering and mechanics, environmental science, and that person also has a public policy focus in their degrees, and computer science. They're predominantly students. One is a master's student, four of them are PhD students, and one of them is a postdoctoral fellow. We didn't ask for information about gender or race in our application, but it seems that four of our six fellows identify as women, and three identify as people of color. The fellows will have an initial training workshop in June, and then will work full-time at their host offices while doing fellowship activities for 12 weeks, finishing in August. Although some of them may continue to volunteer afterwards, that would not technically be part of the fellowship. We will follow up with the fellows themselves, with their host offices, and their mentors to learn more about the fellowship experience and use that data to improve the fellowship going forward and to apply for grants to continue the fellowship in future years, hopefully expanding it to a wider applicant pool from across the state. If you're interested in learning more about our efforts and about how similar fellowships are progressing in other states, Matt D'Azio, myself, and a bunch of collaborators recently published a white paper in the Journal of Science Policy and Governance that looked at strategies and considerations of developing state-level science policy fellowships. To date, in addition to the COVES Fellowship and the CCST program in California, Connecticut, New Jersey, Idaho, Missouri, and North Carolina all have set up fellowships in the last 1 or 2 years. You can read that paper by following the link or the QR code in the bottom right corner. You can find more information about COVES and our email address at the COVES website, which I've also provided a link and a QR code for. And you can find us on Twitter at COVES_fellows. Again, my name is Danielle DeCrema, and I'll be available for Q&A on April 29th from 12:34 to 12:36. Thank you.